News. I'm Gene Randall. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country will suspend compliance with parts of its 2015 international nuclear agreement. He also warned that further suspensions could happen as well. VOA correspondent Steve Miller has our report.
In a televised address, President Hassan Rouhani said that Iran would stop exporting excess uranium and heavy water from its nuclear program, two requirements of the deal. Rouhani said Iran wanted to negotiate new terms with remaining partners in the deal, but acknowledged that the situation was dire. The 2015 deal lifted sanctions on Iran in exchange for limits on its nuclear program. After the U.S. withdrew from the accord, it restored crippling sanctions on Iran, exacerbating a severe economic crisis. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Here in Washington, a House committee is scheduled to vote some hours from now on citing the nation's top law enforcement official for contempt of Congress. It is a byproduct of Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
The House Judiciary Committee wants the full unredacted version of the special counsel's Russia report, which Attorney General William Barr has not provided. After panel staffers met with Justice Department officials yesterday, committee chair Jerry Nadler said nothing changed and the panel would vote on contempt today. After another meeting, this time with Democratic leaders last night, an aide says Nadler said the committee was still exchanging offers with the department. In the end, Barr is unlikely to face criminal charges, since a full House vote would send a criminal referral to the U.S. attorney here in Washington, a Justice Department official likely to side with Barr. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient-to-use VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. China's economic czar, Vice Premier Liu He, will talk trade in Washington beginning tomorrow. It is the latest round of discussions with U.S. officials aimed at ending Beijing's trade war with the United States. It comes with new pressure from U.S. President Donald Trump. He is threatening massive tariff increases on Chinese imports on Friday if there is no agreement at hand. A suicide bombing this morning outside a religious shrine in Pakistan's second largest city, Lahore, killed at least eight, including five police personnel, and wounded more than 20 others. The apparent target was a police vehicle near one of the gates of the shrine. No immediate claim of responsibility. The blast came on the second day of Ramadan, a holy month when Muslims fast from dawn to dusk. South Africans are voting today in national elections. The balloting is a test of President Cyril Ramaphosa's once-revered African National Congress, which has ruled South Africa for more than two decades. It is the party of Nelson Mandela and is projected to win, but it faces strong challenges from the main opposition Democratic Alliance Centrist Party and the far-left Economic Freedom Fighters Party. Slow economic growth is a major issue. Cyril Ramaphosa, after voting.
So the clear mandate we're going to get out of this election is to speed up the process of growing our economy on an inclusive basis so that we can address the plight and the needs of poor people in our country. The mandate that we are getting here is we must hasten service delivery.
The final results will be announced on Saturday. The party that wins the most seats in South Africa's parliament will elect the president, who will be sworn in on May 25th. The Trump administration has lifted sanctions against the director of Venezuela's intelligence service, who broke ranks with the socialist government of embattled President Nicolas Maduro last week. Meanwhile, Washington seems to be reassessing its options for dealing with the political unrest in Caracas. VOA diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has more.
After an attempt last week by Venezuela's Juan Guaido to oust Nicolas Maduro from power failed, Vice President Mike Pence delivered the first speech on a recalibrated U.S. policy to a meeting of the Council of the Americas in Washington. He offered incentives to more military commanders to distance themselves from Maduro, saying U.S. sanctions need not be permanent. Pence criticized Iran and Russia for their role in supporting Maduro. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
U.S. officials say they're speeding up the arrival of USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier and its strike group from European waters to the Arabian Sea and deploying a B-52 bomber task force in response to the potential Iranian danger, which it is feared includes a Persian Gulf missile threat. Gene Randall, VOA News.